and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the first day of January 2008. Happy New Year's Day. Benjamin Franklin said, "Be always at war with your vices, at peace with your neighbors, and let each new year find you a better man." It was on this day in 1660 Samuel Pepys began his famous diary. He was 27 years old, Samuel Pepys, and he kept up the diary for 9 years. During tumultuous times in England, the restoration of the monarchy after the British Civil War, he gave eyewitness accounts of the plague of 1665 and the Great Fire of London in 1666. Wrote the whole thing in shorthand. It wasn't until the 19th century that scholars were able to finally decipher it. It was on this day in 1764 the royal family at Versailles was treated to a harpsichord performance by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, who was 8 years old, and who did so well he was given the honor of standing behind the queen at dinner that evening. It was on this day, 1892, the Ellis Island Immigrant Station opened in New York Harbor, and a 15-year-old Irish girl named Annie Moore became the first of the more than 12 million immigrants to pass through Ellis Island in the 62 years it was in operation. It was on this day in 1953 Hank Williams died on his way to a New Year's concert in Canton, Ohio. There was a blizzard that grounded all the airplanes, so he had to pay an 18-year-old kid to drive him in his brand-new baby blue Cadillac all the way, and they pulled over in Oak Hill, West Virginia, and he was found dead. He was just 29 years old, Hank Williams. The Emancipation Proclamation was issued on this day in 1863, in which President Abraham Lincoln declared freedom for all slaves in the southern states. It's the birthday of E.M. Forster, born in London, 1879, author of Howard's End and A Passage to India. And it's the birthday of novelist J.D. Salinger, born in New York City in 1919. He was a veteran of World War II, of the Normandy invasion, when he came back and wrote The Catcher in the Rye, a big bestseller when it came out in 1951. Living in seclusion in New Hampshire, and according to his friends and neighbors, still writing today. Here's a poem for today by Miller Williams, entitled Love Poem with Toast. Some of what we do to make things happen. The alarm to wake us up, the coffee to perk, the car to start. The rest of what we do trying to keep something from doing something, the skin from aging, the hoe from rusting, the truth from getting out. With yes and no, like the poles of a battery powering our passage through the days, we move, as we call it, forward, wanting to be wanted, wanting not to lose the rainforest, wanting the water to boil, wanting not to have cancer, wanting to be home by dark, wanting not to run out of gas. As each of us wants the other watching at the end, as both want not to leave the other alone, as wanting to love beyond this meat and bone, we gaze across breakfast and pretend. Love Poem with Toast by Miller Williams. From Some Jazz a While, collected poems published by University of Illinois Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Katrina Chikala and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.